All right, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 90. Let's see. Psalm 95 is where we'll start. How many have family coming over today? Raise your hand. How many of you are eating with your family? How many think you will restrain yourself and not eat too much? All right. And I know that's a loosely defined thing. I will not explode. Is not too much, but just save room for the pumpkin pie at the end. That's the key. And all right, Psalm 95. I want to talk about the approach of Thanksgiving. The approach of Thanksgiving. Not the holiday, but in Thanksgiving itself. Psalm 95, verse 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. O let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we are grateful for your word. We're grateful for the chance to have it, Lord. If we had the word of God, Father, we should be thankful, and we are glad we had the Bible. And Lord, as we look at some things about Thanksgiving, Lord, it's something that we just need pounded into us. We are the most blessed people in the history of the world, or pretty close, and we are probably about the least thankful about it. And I pray you'd help us, Lord, and I pray you'd you give us your thinking on this and help us to grasp these truths and be drawn closer to you and be helped through your word. I need your spirit, and I pray he would speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. It's something I have to make sure that I have grace for and patience for is, is griping people and griping Americans. I know that they don't have the wisdom to know how blessed they are. And I know that they were taught from their childhood to gripe about things. If you just watch the news, you see people griping about everything, not realizing they're blessed. They live better than kings did 300 years ago, and not realizing what a blessing it is to turn on a faucet and have clean water, or turn on a faucet and have warm water, or to have a roof over your head, or to have freedom to speak against your government, or freedom to go to church, and there's so many things, and yet people tend to gripe about everything. I love being around immigrants so often because they will go and take any job and be glad they have a job many times, where an American, all they do is gripe about their job, and no matter what job they have, they're still griping about their job. And it's hard for me to not want to just grab them and shake them and say, do you not realize you have food today? Do you not realize you're free? Do you not realize that you live in a country where it's pretty hard to starve to death, and just all the blessings you have, and the good things you have, and that you will have food today. That's a blessing, and so I have to give grace, and I try to do that. Remember that they don't know that they never travel the third world. They've never they watch a TV that talks about griping all the time and discontentment with everything, and so that's the way they're brought up, and it's programmed into us. And I was a griper before I knew the Word of God and things like that. But while we're here, let's just learn to be people who are people of thanksgiving. And we need to approach everything with thanksgiving. Approach is so vital in life. We see here, it says, let us come, verse 2, before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise in psalms. And so we come before his presence. Approach in life is so vital. It's so important how you approach people and how you approach things in life. A pastor had a man in his church you hired for a very large international company, and he did all the hiring for many, many years. Then he started training the hires. And so that man, he gave a lesson to all his employees. He gave a lesson to that church, to all the members, of how to interview. And he told them, he says, within 30 seconds, I always know if I'm going to hire him. He says, the rest of the time is just formalities. But he says, I know in 30 seconds, by the way they sit, by the way they talk, by the way they look at me, I can just tell who they are very quickly. And so I already know within 30 seconds whether I'm going to hire them. I've already looked at their application, so I already know that. And a lot of it is their approach and how they talk to me and how they come to me. There are people, if they come to me arrogantly or they come to me with an attitude or they sit with a bored look, I know they're going to be bored, unhappy, griping employees. It's just the way they're going to be. And he says, and so we knew that because their approach and how they come to that. A child can approach a parent in many ways. A child can come to their parent and say, you know, Mom and Dad, and another wrong with this, you know, Mom and Dad, I've always wanted a canoe. I know I don't have to have it, and we have so many good things, but you know, I've always wanted a canoe. And they come to their parents like that. There's another kid who might come to their parents and say, you never give me anything nice. And that's their approach. Well, who's going to get a canoe? If I'm the parent, I can tell you that. Who's going to get a canoe? I might get him a model one. But who's going to get a canoe and who's not going to get one? Why? Because they approached it in a miserable, grumpy, discontent, I deserve better, not realizing all the good things they already had. Not realized. I had a company that was just totally careless, and the terminal was just chaos. It wasn't good. And I learned that if I went to the boss and I would just go to him directly, everybody else is just griping to each other, man, these stupid people don't know this is going on and this thing's terrible. And I learned if I went to the boss and there was an assistant terminal manager who was a guy kind of in charge of operations, and I went and sat down with the guy and I just said, you know, I'm glad to have this job here. I said, I appreciate it, and you know, there's a lot of good things going on, but you know, my vehicle keeps breaking in this way because nobody ever takes care of this. Is there a way we can get people to do that? And he would say, you know what, that's a good idea. Do you know how many things I got done with that company? And how many things I improved around my little world? Everybody thought I was spoiled at work, by the way. I was. Because while they're all just griping to each other, I was going and just starting off with, you know, I appreciate this, and I appreciate you. And approach matters differently. If you, God forbid, get pulled over and the policeman walks up your car and you go, yes, what do you want? I'm in a hurry. Do you think you're more likely to get a ticket? Yep. What if you say, your hands are in the steering wheel, and he says, do you know what speed you were doing? And you say, I think I was probably speeding. I'm really sorry. I was in a hurry and I just wasn't thinking. You know how often you won't get a ticket? Now don't try that. I'm just saying. Approach makes a big difference. And I want to say we should have thanksgiving in our approach to God. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise in him with psalms. Now, we just preach a whole sermon on pouring out your heart before him, pouring out your complaint before him, telling him all your burden, casting all your care upon him. Nothing wrong with that. I really want this, God. I really wish this didn't happen. I'm brokenhearted about this. But come before him with thanksgiving. You know, instead of just griping about what's wrong, why don't you thank him for all the things you have? Why don't you come before him and say, Lord, thank you. I can just talk to you. That's a blessing given by Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ, we have access to prayer. Just come before him. I mean, you got things to bring and I have things to bring and things we wish weren't like they are and things we want change and things we don't even think are fair. However, there's probably some things that aren't fair on the other side. Like, Lord, I don't deserve the way you bless my family. I don't deserve your mercy. Lord, you should have killed me a long time ago. Lord, I don't. Well, how about for all the things that didn't go fair for you on one side, there's probably a lot more. It's like when you're speeding, you got caught and you got a ticket and you're mad, or maybe you weren't speeding. How many times were you speeding and didn't get caught? Okay. And so I'm thankful and that our people don't speed ever. And but you go and you come before and you come before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, you haven't punished me for all. And by the way, that's in Psalms. They Lord, you have not punished us according in Lamentations, according to what we really deserve. Come before him at first. Just come into his presence with thanksgiving. Come before him with appreciation. Let's look at Psalm 100. Now, I don't have any problem with pouring out your complaint before God and telling God how you're hurting. No problem with that at all. But just start off thankful. Start off praising him for the good things. And be appreciative. Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So you come before him with thanksgiving in prayer. Philippians 4, 6 says this. It says this, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. With thanksgiving. Read a couple of verses out of the New Testament about just your approach in prayer. Just come and pray with thanksgiving. Colossians in chapter 4 and verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch unto the same with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. I exhort thee therefore that first of all, supplications, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For all men. And so you go and you do that. You know, I want to say this. If you will come before God in prayer with thanksgiving, now, you will have to train yourself to be thankful. Okay? Most of us, not all of us, some of you grew up with great parents who taught you to be thankful. Some of you learned it somewhere in life to be thankful. Some of you got so low in life that when it got turned around, you learned to be thankful. But I had to train myself to be thankful. And you might, and many times, I mean, I've been through this 100 times with people. When they're dealing with burdens and need help and need to go forward, and the first thing I'll say is I'll say, you need to learn to be thankful and come to God and thank God for what you have. And they'll say, I have nothing to be thankful for. And I mean this, they think that. They don't know how to think. The Bible says, and be ye thankful. We'll read that verse later. It's Colossians, I believe. And he says, be ye thankful. And I'll just begin to tick off things to be thankful. You're looking at me, right? Yeah. You can see then? Yeah, so okay. Are you thankful you're not blind? Well, yeah. Can you hear me? Well, okay, yeah. So are you thankful you're not deaf? Lots of people are deaf. Can you talk? Are you thankful you can talk? You walked in here, right? Are you thankful you can walk? There's a lot of people who can't walk. Your mind seems to be working pretty good. Aren't you glad you're not in a nursing home with dementia? You have food today. You look like you're not starving. Definitely. And so you had food today. You know, people in Somalia don't have food today. You say, you sound like my grandpa. Yep. Your grandpa and grandma are thankful because they came through the Great Depression. And they're going to be thankful. And you're in a free country, right? You know, a lot of countries aren't free. And they're like, okay, I get it. Because you haven't learned to think thankful. Your kids are okay. Your kids can walk. Your kids aren't in the... Your kids could be, God forbid, have leukemia right now. Your kids are healthy. You're still alive. The sun and the stars and the trees and everything's still out there. The mountains are still there. There's a lot to be thankful for. But you got to learn to be thankful. So you come before God. And I want to say this, this will transform your prayer life. Because praisers get a lot more blessings. Those who come before God, and listen, in my prayer life, I have learned that I start off my prayer life, first thing I do is worship. That's worshiping God for who he is. But then I begin my praise time, and that's thanking God for what he's done. And I find that that worship time and that praise time are good, the rest of the time is going to go real well. And if you will learn, it'll make your prayer life unbelievably more powerful if you'll learn to come into God's presence with the approach of thanksgiving. It'll transform your prayer life. You just start off with praise and then give him your requests and do that and pray about everything and give him your burdens. But be thankful in your approach to God. You want to start off that way. One way to do that is just by praising him in prayer and thanking him, like we said, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, Philippians 4:6. But also with singing. Let's look at Psalm 147. Just some psalms here. Just sing to God and praise him in song. Psalm 147. You can approach him in song. It was very biblical. It's very common in the Bible. People would come to the temple singing while they came. Psalm 147 and verse 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. And of course, how many verses in Psalms about music and singing to him could we read? let's read Psalm 116. We won't read all these verses. Psalm 116. In verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. And just come before him. Talk to him. Israel, let's see, Psalm 92. That was the wrong verse there. That's the next point. Psalm 92. In verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High. In the Bible, they actually appointed singers. In Nehemiah, and you don't have to turn all these verses, but chapter 12, verse 46, they provided singers to praise God. And they just made sure that people were singing praises to God. So approach unto him. And I want to say, God hath put a new song in my heart, even praise to my God. You need to learn to get away from bad, negative music and sing praise music and change your music. You can be thankful and approach him with in prayer, with singing, with giving. And I won't turn all the verses, but let's look at Psalm. We just read this verse, Psalm 116 again. And Psalm 116, verse 17. I will offer unto thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will offer a, and then Leviticus chapter 7 and chapter 22 give instructions for a thanksgiving offering. I want to say this. Sometimes you give your tithe, and you should give your tithe, and that's good. But sometimes you ought to just say, you know what, Lord, I'm just so thankful for all I have. I'm just going to give you above and beyond my tithe. I'm going to give you a thanksgiving offering. And that was biblical, and there were free will offerings in the Bible that you didn't have to give, but it was something you wanted to. And how about giving to God with thanksgiving when he's blessed you, and do that. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver is someone who's glad to do it because they're thankful. Acts 20:35 said, it is more blessed to give than receive. And so we want to be thankful givers. So come before God with thankfulness. God says, don't give grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. In other words, come before God in giving, glad to give, thankful. Hey, everything you have is from God. The air you breathe while you work is from God. The hands you work with are formed by God. You are blessed by God, everything you have. I know you work for it, and that's good. You got to work for it. And you shouldn't be eating if you don't work for it. But but ultimately, it's God gives us everything we have. Number one, thanksgiving in our approach to God. Number two, thanksgiving in our approach to everything. Let's go to Psalm 18. Thanksgiving in our approach to everything. See, first of all, I want to say around everyone. I say, give thanks around everyone. Well, we're at church. We want to praise the Lord. That's good. Do that. However, the Bible doesn't limit it to that. If God should get glory, you should get glory everywhere you go. Psalm chapter 18 and verse 49. Therefore I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praise unto thy name. How many of you are around the heathen during the week? Okay. I remember how much the oppression would break when I'd be driving around in the forklift, I'd just start singing out loud. Now, I got looks. I had two or three Christians there, but I got looks from people. I'd be, you know, singing and give him the glory, great things he had. Just be singing when I'm driving. You know, God is good, and heathens should know that I am what I am by the grace of God, and praise the Lord. So you do it among the heathen, Psalm 35. It's just everywhere. You be thankful in your approach to everything. No matter where you are, first of all, you do it. Psalm 35 and verse 18. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. And so we're going to praise God around everyone. Do not be ashamed to give God glory in things. I also want to say we're going to give thanks to God for everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, and be ye thankful, at the end of the verse. I want to say, it just, that's who you are. You give thanks, but be thankful. That's who you are. You're just a thankful person. You're not ashamed. Let's look at some other verses in Psalms about giving God glory. Psalm 26, just wherever you are all the time, just being thankful all the time and saying it. And it's your approach to everything and everywhere you are. Psalm 26, verse 7. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Publishing is a pretty strong word. Listen, you've got a million avenues to publish now. You can have a blog, you can do it on Facebook, you can do it to your neighbors, you can send out a mail letter to your family and just say, here's what we're thankful for. You know, there's a million ways you can publish it, but you ought to be, people ought not to think, are they happy? No, they shouldn't wonder that about us. We not only have the God of the universe inside of us and him giving us the abundant life, we have eternity in heaven. We have a God who works all things together for good. We should be thankful, and people ought to know how good our God is. Psalm 69. And verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. And of course, we could read on and on and on. Let's read one more. Psalm 105. And verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. You make known his deeds. You always just let people know. You do it everywhere. You're just a thankful person. Thank God. Praise the Lord. It's very close to the edge of your lips. You are thankful. You're just an appreciative person. You feel blessed. How many things do we have to be thankful for? Do you have a Bible? Do you know, until 1700s, very few Christians ever had a Bible? Lucky if there's one per church. I've been to churches where almost nobody had a Bible overseas. You have a Bible? You have a church that preaches the Bible? You're in church this morning and not worried about the government having spies in there and coming in and taking us away? There are so many things we should be thankful for. You're going to have a lot of food today, probably in most cases. I know you will, because if you want food, there's a ton in the back there for free. Be thankful. And let it be known. In the great congregation, among the heathen, everywhere you go, publish his mighty works. Be a person who comes and approaches God thankfully in prayer, but then approach everything in life with a thankful spirit, and then let it be known. And around everyone and in everything, give thanks. Just be thankful, and not just for the good things, but the bad too, because all things work together for good to them who love God. And God's going to bless you in a way if you'll do that. Well, it says there, in the great congregation, I will make it known among the people. On Thanksgiving, we want to give you a chance. And anything you want to be thankful for, we want to have you give a chance. In the congregation, among the people, it's not among the heathen today, but you're around people who are thankful to God. I want to give you a chance to say what you're thankful for today and for us to do what the Bible just said. That's an invitation. Let's just do it. And so I want to give you a chance to say what you're thankful for today. Something you want to just say, God has blessed me in this. God has been good to me in this. I want to thank the Lord for this. You want to be thankful today, and you want to publish it. So who today would like to say something they want to be thankful for? Just raise your hand up. Aaron?
Matthew, a
All right, good. Okay, yes. Sue?
I'm thankful for salvation. I'm thankful to be in a church that preaches the true word of God and to get out from the church I was in before.
Okay, good. Mark?
I'm thankful for my truck still working.
Amen. It's a miracle. Yes. Yes.
Thank you for the King James Bible.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's an amazing thing they got to us. Yes. Michaela?
I'm thankful that my dad might be getting a better job.
Okay. Thank you for your dad might be getting a better job. Yes. It's looking good. Praise the Lord. Charlie?
I'm thankful for my family and for my job.
Amen. And you can do more than one. Brooke?
Amazing parents.
Amen. And so, see a hand back there? Yes, ma'am. Do you have your hand raised back there? Amen. Life, health, and strength. And you can do more than one if you want. Anybody else? Dennis? Amen. The hunger that God puts out in us. Yes, ma'am. Diligent and thoughtful children. Amen. They are hard workers. Chili? Your mom being here today. Good. Yes.
Thanks that we are all healthy.
You're all healthy. Good. Are you raising your hand back there? Or are you just holding it up? No? Okay. Yes. Helen. Friends and family. Good. Paula? Okay. Matthew? Okay, good. Anybody else? Want to say what? Yes, ma'am. Mom's doing better. Okay, Daniel? Yes. God's faithfulness. Amen. He is faithful. I knew every morning his faithfulness is great. He's patient. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
4-day
weekend. Men. Yes, Charlie. We can shoot. Yes, men's retreat. Good. Dave? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Amen. Thankful to be here. Good. Tiffany? Thank you for Jesus. All right. Yes, sir. In the back, Brian. Okay. Thank you. Sue?
I'm thankful for grandchildren.
Grandchildren. Okay, good. All right. Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for my children.
Your children. Good. Yes, sir. Had a mouse and babes and sucklings. All right, anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Thankful for all my wonderful children.
Yes, good. All right, do we have a serious one? Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Family,
amen. I'm thankful for people who are hungry for the word. Thankful for my family and for a wife who I can trust all the time. I'm thankful for point A to point B cars. And so I'm thankful that I'm saved. And God didn't quit on me and keep me from being saved. Yes, Charlie.
Yes, thankful for your diligent teaching of God's word. And also thankful for your family to set a godly example for us to follow.
Amen. Thank you. All right. A lot to be thankful for. And so we got a lot to look forward to. And it's going to be the Lord's been good to us. And Lord has been good to us in more ways. The Bible says forget not all his benefits, but we do. And there's a lot of things that I think if you're conscious of looking for blessings and remembering blessings and giving thanks, I think you'll do well. I just think there's a million things we'll never know until we get to heaven. How many times did an angel stop us from dying? How many times did God just say, drive this way and not this way? And how many times did the person who's going to come hurt us not show up because their car broke down because an angel did some mechanic work? And how many times were you not going to get a job and God said, no, you're going to be faithful. I'm going to bless you with that job. How many times are our hearts tick and our lungs breathe and we don't remember to do it? And there's a lot of things that we'll never know until we get to heaven. In the meantime, we got to be people who are thankful. And I want to say, I'm thankful for America. And I know people gripe a lot, and I know there's bad things on the news. And by the way, the news is always bad. They never go on the news and say, you know, nobody was murdered today in the entire state. That's never what happens. They never say this church just went and fed over 10,000 people in this part of Africa and figured out how to dig a well here, and these two tribes stopped fighting. That stuff happens. They just never. And so people think everything's wrong with our nation. I know everything's not perfect. I know our government is not the best, the perfect government. But I want to say, if you see some third world tin pot dictatorships, you'll be pretty impressed with the worst of our government. That you can gripe about your government means you have a pretty good government, historically. If you know history at all. And we're blessed. Yes, sir.
Can I give one more testimony?
Sure.
8 years ago today, I had a heart attack. And it was a four-hour heart attack. God saved me, put me around good family and friends, and paid all the bills for the entire thing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. I'm glad that Dave is here. I'm glad Dennis is here. 12 years ago, he had a 13 complete cardiac arrest. And had several since, but he has a thing in him that starts it again, and we're thankful for these good men. All right, many blessings, and we're blessed, and we're so thankful. And I'm just thankful that the Lord is my God. How fortunate we are to know the truth of the Bible. We have found it. We have it in spades. We get it preached to us all the time. We get to read it. We're not in some false religion. You have a Bible pushed at you all the time by me, and both in the services and on your own. I want you to read it, and we are blessed to just have a copy of the Bible. And so we're blessed, and so I want us to thank God. I want us to be thankful people. And the devil will sit on your shoulder and tell you all that's wrong. You have got to. God will not sit on your shoulder and tell you all that's right. He tells you to do that. You've got to learn to be thankful. He commands you to do it. You've got to learn to do it. You've got to work at it, and teach your kids that, and learn to be a thankful person. All right, we want to learn to be thankful. Let's do that. If you do this, it would lift many people out of their pit that they're in. Many people are in a pit because of non-thankful thinking. But if you'll learn to be a thankful person and appreciate what you have and appreciate what is right. I was interested. I was talking to our Congolese folks yesterday. They've been here, they said 2 months. I thought it was three. And, they have their work permit. They have their social security thing to work. They have everything legal. They've done it all. And they have a job now. And, in about 3 months, I know Americans can't find jobs, but they don't speak very good English, by the way, at all. Okay? But they're doing okay. They're doing fine. They have a job. They're working it. And by the way, coming from Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, it's two Congos, they're pretty thankful. And I said, minimum wage job? They said, yeah. They said, yeah, minimum wage. They said, but it's good. It's fine. And they said, well, he said, we start here. We move up. We get better and better and better. I said, you know, if more Americans thought like you guys, it would be a lot happier country. Washing dishes at night, working graveyard, they'll take it because they're thankful and they appreciate what they have. And so I love being around people like that. The optimism, the thankfulness is good. And thank God. All right, let's go ahead and thank God, and we'll be dismissed and let you get home for Thanksgiving today. Have a great day, and read some of these passages, and about Thanksgiving. Just look it up. Thanksgiving is a common word in Psalms, and read some verses and thank God. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful. Thank you. The Pilgrims decided to have a Thanksgiving when they survived that first brutal winter where half of them died. We pray that we would be people who are thankful and go out today, and we enjoy a turkey. We enjoy our friends and family and pumpkin pie and yams or whatever else we have, Father, but we also remember why it's all here. Remember that holiday really started by the Pilgrims. even before President Lincoln started it, Father. And we give you glory and thank you for all we have. Thank you for all the things we're able to praise you for today. And we give you the glory for the great things you've done. May we walk around this week thankful and appreciative. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed. Don't forget to